On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hand to God.
Oh, boy.
By the way, this song was banned from radio in 1987 when it first came out.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm.
A lot of controversy over this and also the music video. And I remember back when MTV had music and videos and existed, they made the announcement in this very cryptic way where they said, "We have decided we will show the video." Mm-hmm. Well, of course they did. Everyone wanted to see it.
It was number one hit.
The most salacious thing in that video was George Michael taking a tube of lipstick and writing monogamy on a woman's thigh.
Yep. Hand to God, that was the most salacious thing?
Hand to God, that was the most salacious thing.
What about other hand to God?
We're going to get to that.
We don't have another simpler, hand.
Simpler times.
Very rarely, well, maybe three times a month, do I text Scott and then he doesn't reply. So I FaceTime him because I want to see his reaction about one of the topics that I want to talk about on the show. And he was busy. He finally got back to me and I said, "I need you to call me so I can explain to you what happened to this woman who was pulled over by a highway patrolman in Florida." And Sam played a little bit of the clip at the top of the show, but we're going to break it down for you first. We're going to break down a little bit of a miscommunication, if you will.
After
the highway patrolman really stepped in it in a way that I think might be the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So this woman gets pulled over. I don't even know why. But one of the, like we have here, the secondary rule that they can pull you over. And then if you're on your cell phone in some states, they can pull you over for that.
They're doing a distracted driving enforcement campaign. That's what led her to be pulled over.
So he pulls her over and says very clearly several times, "I saw you with your phone in your right hand." And you will see the woman. You don't see her hands. You just see her face through his body camera. The woman says, "I did not have my phone in my right hand." And the trooper replies, "Yes, you did." And she says, "I did not." Why, Scott, was it not possible for the woman to have her phone in her right hand?
Because she didn't have one. And I'm not talking about a phone. She didn't have a right hand.
I'm Rodriguez Salah with the Palm County Sheriff's Office. Recently, you're being pulled over in the city of Lake Worth. Today, we're doing an operation for distracted driving. And you drove past me holding the phone with your right hand, manipulating that phone.
Okay, stop it right there. You drove past me holding your phone in your right hand. Then listen to her response.
I mean, I saw you with the phone in your hand.
Obviously not. Oh, you want to just call this a day?
I don't want to call it a day. You had a hand up manipulating.
You just said my right hand.
Well, I thought I saw you with your right hand.
Okay, stop it there, Sam.
She doesn't have a right hand.
When he says, "I saw you holding your phone in your right hand," she holds up her stump. She is an amputee about mid, below the elbow.
Yeah, just below the elbow.
She holds it up. He then doubles down and says, I saw you with holding your phone in your right hand. And you hear her say, "My right hand?"
And each time she mentions her right hand, she raises her hand into the air.
The right hand. I saw you manipulate.
So you didn't.
With the right hand, perhaps not, right?
But I saw you. You didn't see me with my right hand.
Okay, so are you saying
that you saw me with my right hand?
I know what I just said. I'm asking you now. Did you have your phone on your hand?
I did not.
You did not have your phone on your hand?
I did not.
Hand to God, you did not have your phone on your hand.
Hand to God.
Stop it there. Then he says, "Hand to God, hand to God, you did not have your phone in your hand." And she holds up her stump again and says, "Hand to God." And then he says, "The other hand to God."
Traditionally, hand to God would involve the right hand. So
the other hand to God, you don't have one hand.
Hand to God.
Cool. You have your driver's license, registration,
yes,
insurance
with
you.
Cool. Then he still goes for the driver's license and registration.
Now, Dan, you have a friend. We all friends in law enforcement. You spoke to one of your friends who happens to work for a highway patrol about this exchange.
And he said, "Yeah, dude, just take the loss and move on."
Take the loss.
Now, this was a Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy, not a highway patrolman. This was a local sheriff's deputy down there in Florida.
Can I ask you, we have so many law enforcement officers that listen to this program. Hand to God.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Other hand?
Which hand?
I know so many of you. I call you my friends. And most police officers have an amazing sense of humor. They mm-hmm. have to deal with the stuff that they see every day.
Sure.
At the point that she holds up her right appendage, why not just burst out laughing and go, oh my God, I am so sorry. Clearly, you could not have had your phone in your right hand. He argues with her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Hand to God.
Okay.
And apparently, she was charged.
Hand to God.
Police today have dropped the charges against a Florida woman who went viral for being accused of holding her phone in her right hand after it emerged that she does not have a right hand. 36-year-old Kathleen Thomas, born with a limb difference, was pulled over
so she was born
on suspicion of distracted driving and was slapped with a traffic citation. She was due in court for this matter.
So even after the exchange,
yes!
After he saw that, no, she did not have a right hand, he still filed the paperwork to have her charged.
Play the entire thing again. At the very beginning, Sam, when she shows, she waves her appendage. She goes, so obviously not. We just want to call this a day.
Hello, ma'am. Hey, good morning. I'm Deputy Gonzalez with the Bumpers County Sheriff's Office. Recently, you're being pulled over in the city of Lake Worth. Today, we're doing an operation for distracted driver, and you drove past me holding the phone with your right hand, manipulating that phone. I mean, I saw you
so
with the phone
obviously
in your hand.
Not. So you want to just call this a day?
I don't want to call it a day. You had a hand up manipulating
the phone.
You
just said phone. My right hand.
Well, I thought I saw you with your right hand.
You so
had
you
a hand
didn't.
Up. The right hand. I saw you manipulate.
So you didn't.
With the right hand, perhaps not, right?
But I saw you. You didn't see me with my right
okay,
hand.
Okay, so you saw. Are you
saying that you saw me with my right hand?
I know
right
what
hand.
I just said. I know what I just said. I'm asking you now. Did you or not have your phone on your hand?
I did not.
You did not have your phone on your
I
hand.
I did not.
Hand to God, you did not have your phone on your hand.
Hand to God.
The other hand to God, you did not have your phone on your hand.
Hand to God.
Cool. You have your driver's license, registration,
yes,
and insurance
I do.
With you.
Why not just admit I made a mistake? I'm profiling you for some reason.
Stop with the hand to God.
Stop talking about hands.
You could have said hand to God.
Now, may I play devil's advocate for a moment?
Yes.
We do have a story.
She was faking her amputee status.
No. We do have a story in the stack recently involving a young man who happens to be a cornhole champion.
Oh, that guy.
Who happens to be a quad amputee.
Mm-hmm. Who's accused of murdering someone.
The ability with his not hands mm-hmm. to allegedly shoot and kill and drive a Tesla, his friend in the passenger seat. So there is a possibility that she has some appendage mobility in her not right hand.
Right.
And
Sam.
Maybe she was holding the phone
really?
And this was just a horrible
yeah.
misunderstanding.
No, not,
I don't know. I don't
think
know.
We just
quite
this
limber.
Chalk
that's
this up as a loss is what we do. I just think you say, you know what?
Hand to God.
We're
going
to let this go.
The text line is on fire. Let me read three.
Please.
If I may. From 0701. My response to hand to God would have been, he's already got it.
Also from the text line. Of course, this was in Palm Beach.
Okay.
Also from the text line, did he slap her with a citation?
Okay. Okay. You guys are on fire today. Charges have been dropped.
As they should. Yeah.
Yep.
Did they hand down a dismissal?
No, they handed it up, Scott.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, had they taken this to a grand jury, they may have handed up an indictment. You got to hand it to him. He stuck to his guns.
Yeah, he did. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.